KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 46 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We're looking for mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of scattered light showers or sprinkles, a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Firefighters from several area fire departments helped to battle a blaze at an egg production facility in Stewart Wednesday afternoon. Officials with Rose Acre Farms said the flames were contained to one building at 2650 350th Road. The empty structure was a total loss and there were no injuries reported. Officials say the building, which normally would have housed about 120,000 chickens, had been empty for several days but was scheduled to be filled with the birds during the next few days. The cause of the fire had not been determined as of late Wednesday afternoon. Rose Acre officials said they plan to contact their insurance carrier for assistance in investigating the fire's origin. Fire departments from Stewart, Casey, Guthrie Center, Panora, and Greenfield responded to assist the Menlo Fire Department in battling the flames. Emergency medical services personnel from Stewart Rescue and Panora EMS were on hand to provide rehab for firefighters and assist in case anyone was injured. And traffic control at the scene was provided by the Guthrie County Sheriff's Department and Stewart Police Department. Rose Acre Farms has 16 facilities in six states. News time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating then to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
A traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Cass County Monday morning resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. According to Trooper Wayne Brosnum with the Iowa State Patrol, he stopped a 1996 conversion van with Illinois plates for speeding on I-80 at around 7:55 a.m. Monday, about 2 miles east of the exit to Highway 71. During conversations with the driver, 34-year-old Tremaine McCray, in Brosnum's patrol car, the trooper said he observed numerous indicators of criminal activity. At the conclusion of the traffic stop, verbal consent was given to search the van. And during a search of the vehicle, approximately 16.5 pounds of high-grade marijuana was located in a natural void in the headliner of the conversion van. McCray and a passenger in the van, 34-year-old Demetrius Johnson, were taken into custody on charges that include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and violation of the drug tax stamp. A routine traffic stop early Tuesday morning in Lenox resulted in a chase and arrest. According to Lenox police, an officer had tried to stop a Cadillac at around 1 a.m. Tuesday for failure to have a license plate. Immediately afterward, the car sped off on 120th Street. During the ensuing chase, speeds exceeded 80 miles per hour. The pursuit finally ended in Ringgold County after deputies from Taylor, Ringgold, and Union County assisted in setting up a roadblock. The driver of the car, 35-year-old A.J. Miller of Shannon City, was arrested for driving with a suspended license, failure to have insurance, failure to obey traffic control devices, speeding 80 in a 55 zone, felony eluding, and operating a vehicle under the influence of narcotics. Miller was brought to the Taylor County Jail while the vehicle was impounded. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Wednesday that a Glenwood man was arrested Tuesday morning on a burglary charge. 33-year-old Dean Stephen Kennard was arrested on a warrant for burglary in the third degree. He was taken into custody while at the Pottawatomie County Jail just before 9 a.m. and was being held on $10,000 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also no one was injured during a rollover accident early Sunday morning about 3.5 miles northwest of Glenwood. 21-year-old Mitchell Moore of Glenwood was driving a Chevy on Elrod Road at around 1:40 a.m., when dense fog obscured his vision and deer on the roadway. When Moore swerved to miss the animals, his vehicle entered a ditch and rolled onto its side before landing on its wheels. Moore was able to drive the vehicle from the scene. The sheriff's office was notified by Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The driver of the vehicle, Moore, and a passenger, Dalton Saka, came to the facility a little over 7 hours later in private vehicles. Moore reported the accident to Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday at around 2:15 p.m. He was subsequently cited for failure to maintain control. News time is 7:12.
Hello?
Hi, Helen. Wait, what's going on over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace.
What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating?
Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me?
Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Margaret Moore, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Margaret Moore will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Daniel Weiss, age 50, of Walnut, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Daniel Weiss will be held on Friday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Walnut American Legion Hall. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Cleo Larby, age 87, formerly of Manila, died November 26th. Funeral services for Cleo Larby will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Bernadine Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday at her daughter's home. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Charlotte Lewis, age 96, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Charlotte Lewis are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.